This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Forget the frustration of picking commerce platforms when you switch your business to Shopify, the global commerce platform that supercharges your selling wherever you sell. With Shopify, you'll harness the same intuitive features, trusted apps, and powerful analytics used by the world's leading brands. Sign up today for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/tech, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/tech.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
What up? Welcome back to Lockdown Universe, home of the bizarre, peculiar, and unheard of stories of UFO legend and paranormal lore. Welcome back. Happy to be back. Hopefully you guys are doing awesome and taking care of yourselves. Welcome back. I hope you guys are having a great day and always staying curious. I've been listening to all kinds of different podcasts and listening into all kinds of different stories, ranging from the Lindley Street haunting back in the 80s and 70s that took place in Connecticut. I've been doing some research on a really interesting take on Bigfoot, as well as some wormholes. So I wanted to put together a short little montage about this really interesting wormhole story that I came across that happened in Colombia, of all places, back in 2018. And there's a little video about it. Now, you may or may not have seen this video, and that's okay. This video really shows what appears to be a wormhole or a Stargate-like thing forming in the tunnels that are being dug by the Colombian government. So they're basically working on this project that goes through a mountain, okay? They're digging through a mountain, and in this... During the time of this construction, they're going through this mountain, and they've dug a tunnel into it. What we see in this video is this amazing whooshing of one section of the tunnel, and then another whooshing way down towards the entrance of the tunnel, and it's on a rhythmic timetable. So it like opens up, closes, opens up way down the lane, like, you know, hundreds of feet down. And it keeps whooshing. And we're gonna look at another interesting aspect of the Bigfoot phenomenon, which may actually be causing some of these really interesting wormholes to appear on Earth. So we'll get into it. By the way, FYI, thank you for liking, sharing, and subscribing to the podcast. Please continue to share, follow, like, subscribe. Doesn't cost anything. It helps out the podcast tremendously. So thank you. What would you get Bigfoot for his for Christmas? Big shoes? Big gloves? Or I don't know. Maybe some Jack Link's beef jerky. Anyway, I apologize. My brain kind of goes crazy. Let's get to the video. Let's go check it out. So hopefully you're watching on Spotify. If not, come check us out on Spotify. We've got some awesome videos here. So check this out, and we'll get right on down to it here.
Northwest Colombia, May 17th, 2018. Construction workers are underground working on a government building project. Inside what seems like an ordinary tunnel, something incomprehensible happens.
So you can tell there's no water, okay? These guys are driving, there's no water. What we begin to see almost looks like water, kind of like the event horizon of the Stargate.
None of them have ever seen before.
Look at this.
It's as if the...
Did you see that?
Come alive and it's breathing.
Look at that. Like you said, it looks like the tunnel has come alive and it's breathing. There's a point here where it starts to breathe and starts to lift up what appears to be,
dirt, dust. I'm not 100% sure, but it is really bizarre. And then way down towards the entrance, another portion opens up. It's almost as if the entire cave is being tested for a wormhole, or something's trying to come through.
The tunnel seems to move as a cloud, repeatedly and very suddenly, appearing and disappearing. Workers who witness it are terrified, including Juan Antonio Sanchez.
The ground started to roar like the sound of a lion, and it seemed like the tunnel would collapse. We were very scared. We were scared for our lives. So here we see the tunnel again.
Pulsing energy baffles scientists.
There's also this booming sound that's associated with it.
Is this dangerous? Is the whole thing going to collapse?
What the hell's going on here?
Physicist Chad Orzel reviews the footage and considers an incredible theory.
There's a very regular pulsation, so it seems like something must be controlling it. If you were going to imagine an intergalactic portal to a distant galaxy, this is what it would look like.
So that's what I like, is to hear stories from, you know, physicists to see what they think about it, and then kind of give us a larger scope of, you know, how do we understand what we're seeing. So what's really interesting is that this phenomena is not just limited to Colombia. It's actually all around the world, even down in Tennessee. On Into the Vortex, on Gaia, there's a really great...
Your brain needs support, and new Ollie Brainy Chews are a delightful way to take care of your cognitive health. Made with scientifically backed ingredients like Thai ginger, L-theanine, and caffeine, Brainy Chews support healthy brain function and help you find your focus, stay chill, or get energized. Be kind to your mind and get these nootropic chews at Ollie.com. That's OLLY.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Clip here that I'm going to show you where there's a image of what appears to be a vortex forming. And Jimmy Church is the host. He's a great host. And he's talking to one of the producers that actually that worked on Stephen Greer's films, and I believe in James Fox's films as well, about UFO research. And now he's moving and turning towards a Bigfoot production, which is going to come out hopefully next year. But they let us see an inside quick sneak peek into this vortex. So let's check this out and see what you think. It's only a one single shot, but he also shows a few different images of Bigfoot, which I think are interesting. And then what ends up happening to this photojournalist that this producer is working with, it's really interesting. He actually predicts his own death, because they find out that there's a whole bunch of EMF, electromagnetic frequencies, going on in this area. So check this out.
Now, I've got a still shot I want to show you from your film. And took a look at this piece of footage, and we grabbed this shot. And I cannot unsee what I see in this image. Mm-hmm. So I'm going to describe what I see. I see the entrance to a wormhole.
Now, see, it's blurry right here. It's blurry right in the center, okay? And it looks like what appears to be kind of like a swirling, and then it appears to be something behind it. It could, you know, in this day and age, it really could be AI. It really could be some BS made up. But this, the gentleman who's the photojournalist on this, is really trying to keep a good name for himself. He's actually captured quite a few Bigfoot images as well, which they are going to show in just a second. So you'll be able to see. So they're going to talk about this for a moment, and then we'll go on to Bigfoot.
Hole, some type of portal, some type of vortex on this path in the middle of the forest. And I see a doorway, and I've seen the footage. And I see something moving around in and out of that doorway. Am I imagining this, or is this what we see here?
That is actually what we see here. So unfortunately, I can't show you the entire clip right now. Our film is still in production, and this is going to be making its debut in our film. But this was shot by an amazing researcher and author named Scott Carpenter in the Tennessee National Forest near Knoxville. And we spent a week filming with him a couple months ago. And so what he used to do is he would put a GoPro on his shoulder facing behind him and go into the forest. And he captured all kinds of them.
Look at this. Looks like a big old Bigfoot or a big fat Ewok, one or the other. But Scott Carpenter is the guy who captured this.
Amazing shots of Bigfoot, a white Bigfoot at one point.
Look at this beast. It looks like it's got two eyes, maybe a hand. It's coming out, I mean, in a mouth. I mean, it's really quite fascinating.
Poking its head out of the trees. You know, he would, you know, sort of turn his back to urinate or to do whatever. And, you know, the Bigfoot would pop out of the trees behind him and watch him. So he started capturing this stuff. So this shot was taken on the trail in the National Forest. The camera is mounted on his shoulder, shooting behind him. And you see this portal, this sort of sphere start to materialize. And then within it, this humanoid Bigfoot figure. Now, Scott took us back to this spot, this exact spot in the National Forest where he shot this. And we had our camera crew and we had our EMF readers. And we were getting zero EMF readings because we're in the middle of the forest. There's no cell signal. When we got to the exact spot where this portal appeared, the EMF reader started going berserk. And it was actually warning us that there was a dangerous level of EMFs in that area. And Scott, unfortunately, made a joke at the time. He said, well, we'll see if I drop dead in a week. And tragically, he passed away about a week after that from a brain hemorrhage. I'm not saying it's connected. It was just a creepy coincidence.
What? This guy has been recording Bigfoot. He's been recording portals. And then all of a sudden, out of nowhere, he says, wouldn't it be weird if I just dropped dead in a week? And he does? What the hell is going on with UFO and alien and Bigfoot researchers here? We have guys dropping dead left and right. Phil Schneider. I mean, you got Chris Carpenter. You've got a whole bunch of people who are you know, visited by the MIB only to be terrorized by them and you know, killed later. This is an ongoing multi-decade, you know, conspiracy that has led to many deaths, like Anna Paulina Luna said, who's the representative investigating these cases, that these people are being threatened or are being killed. So this is a humongous problem, humanitarian problem, and an alien researcher problem. You know, it's oftentimes that I feel like I'm putting myself out there, you know, as being, you know, a researcher and also, you know, a vocal advocate for this. And you never know. You never really know. But I think that with, you know, guys like Scott Carpenter, guys like, you know, the producer here, and Jimmy Church and people who are making these amazing documentaries and podcasts or episodes here, you know, they're doing the good work. They're doing the research. And then we get these videos from Colombia where we see these wormholes being discovered. And it has to make you wonder, right? Like movies like Interstellar, movies like Stargate, you know, are these portals being created, you know, by an alien presence, or are they a naturally occurring presence where we can go into them and go into some other timeline? We've heard stories about pilots who have flown into strange constructions in the skies that look like wormholes. And when they fly into them, they find themselves hovering over airports that have planes that haven't existed for 50 to 70 years. And even some pilots who have landed in those airports and then talked with some of the workers, and they're all dressed in 50, 60, 70-year-old attire, talking in totally, you know, different timeline and saying, yeah, this is the 1950s, this is the 1960s, you know, what are you doing here? Wait, what kind of plane is this? And then the people take off, you know, the pilot will take off again and find the same wormhole and come back. It might be a naturally occurring event, or it might be an occurrence where a Bigfoot or an alien are creating these wormholes from their dimension into ours. One of the interesting things that this particular producer talks about is that there have been many Bigfoot sightings and engagements where people have seen Bigfoot face to face, and then they've simply disappeared. They've simply disappeared right in front of the people's eyes. The gentleman's name is he's a director, Michael Mazzola. So he's tracked Bigfoot from Alaska to Arizona and Tennessee with a camera crew as they're making this video or this movie. And they're just interviewing folks. I mean, they're talking about people who have seen Bigfoots dematerialize right in front of them. Is that a wormhole? Is that creating something? I mean, they must have technology to do it, or they just have the psionic capability to do it. He also talks about how people have been videotaping Bigfoot, and they'll go behind a tree, and the people will be watching them, and as soon as they go behind the tree, boom, they disappear. I mean, it just makes you wonder if there's not just certain species that have the technology to create these wormholes, or if they're simply using some sort of natural methodology to create these wormholes. Lots of people are aware of the Tibetan monks that have claimed to be able to move humongous stones simply by creating kind of like a half crescent moon around whatever they want to move, and utilizing their specific type of musical instruments to create a specific frequency that allows, after 10 minutes of playing or something, to be able for them to move these humongous stones anywhere they want. If that's the case, then they're harnessing a natural frequency to move a humongous object. If they can harness that kind of technology or that kind of capability with simple instruments, what could Bigfoot or another species create utilizing similar harmonics or similar natural occurrences that we just aren't yet aware of, and we don't have the science and the technology to figure it out yet? That might be something to look at. But we do have these videos now from Colombia, from Tennessee, from all around the world, from different portals. Now, you know, again, there is AI out there, but the people that are coming forward with these videos seem to be honest. They seem to be telling the truth. They seem to be scared. And it's Colombia, for God's sakes. It's not the Silicon Valley. It's not even America. It is just, you know, simple people that are working on, you know, creating a tunnel in a mountain. And who knows? I mean, it's like the podcast that I've been listening to with, you know, the hauntings that have gone on and things like that. If you believe in that sort of thing, there's powers out there that we just simply don't understand. And if there's a wormhole or a portal being created in the middle of a mountain, it might just be some sort of strange energy or even an ancient energy, you know, left behind by some creator race or, you know, a current race that maybe we just happen to stumble upon. Keep in mind that a lot of alien bases are built in and tunneled into mountains. What if we just happened across them? There have been stories from Richard Doty, who's part of the Air Force Office of Special Investigations, who stated that they've sometimes just stumbled upon alien bases, you know, or small alien enclaves where they had like a small lab in a mountain, and not even a full base, but a small lab, and they just happened to stumble upon them by accident as they were digging or as they were working on something, or maybe somebody reported seeing an alien in one of these caves that they were working on, so he went down there to go check it out. I've done a podcast on that if you'd like to check that out. So a lot of these stories really make sense when we're talking about portals, when we're talking about vortexes, and when we're talking about possible stargates and wormholes and all these theories that, you know, go back to the time of Einstein and the Einstein-Rosen bridge and folding a piece of paper on top of itself and creating a wormhole to travel right through it. Our understanding of time and space have been reported to be wrong by many, many individuals as well as aliens. So our complete understanding of it really needs to be changed and really needs to be refocused so that we can really understand what we're doing here. We think we know what we're doing. We think we have you know, we have clocks and watches and cell phones that keep time, but time itself really is a lot different than what we think it is. And space can be folded, and space can be manipulated as well. Just think about light and how it bends around a cup. You know, if you have a little pencil or a paintbrush in it, it bends the object's appearance. So something as simple as a cup of water with a paintbrush in it can create an illusion that sometimes we can't comprehend, you know, at least maybe not 1,000 years ago. So anyway, guys, I hope you enjoyed the podcast. I hope you guys are taking care of yourselves spiritually, physically, emotionally, following through on your hobbies and your goals and your dreams. Please like, follow, share, subscribe. I really appreciate you guys listening in. And just, you know, I want to give you guys something to chew on, just a little nugget that can take you through your day and you can talk about with some coworkers or friends and family that might be interested. I used to work with a bunch of people who used to love just talking about alien stuff. So hopefully these nuggets give you something to chew on and talk to your coworkers or talk to your friends with. All right, guys, have a good night. Take care of yourselves. Follow through on your hobbies and your goals and your dreams. And as always, continue to question the universe around you. Locked On Universe out. Peace.